This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, home to the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders and institutions, making this asset class investable. I'm Andy Duckworth, and our guest today is from the latest member of the TFDI, Viana. Viana is an SME-focused trade finance platform based in Mumbai. Now, Kalyan Basu is the CEO of Viana and joins us today. Hi, Kalyan.
Thank you for inviting me today. Delighted to be a part of this podcast.
Now, tell us, for people that don't know, a little bit about Viana and Viana Trade Exchange.
Viana, as a parent company, is focused on trade finance, domestic part, the vendor finance, dealer finance, receivable financing, payable financing. And we are the largest B2B platform in India, doing a volume of around 1 billion a month. We aspired to also be on the cross-border side when this opportunity came. So we applied for our license to the new regulator, the IFSCA, the International Financial Services Centres Authority, which is a unified regulator formed under the Act of Parliament by Government of India and is based out of GIFT City. So we have got the license from this regulator, and then we have completed sandbox. We are now commercial, and we have done till now around 100 transactions, amounting to around 4 million. So that's what we are. So the platform is live, and we have onboarded around 30 sellers, around 10 financiers on the platform. And I believe that we foresee a great future in this.
And how does Viana differentiate itself in the global trade space? How does this contribute to closing the trade finance gap?
So when we talk about Viana Trade Exchange, the new platform that we have built for cross-border financing, so I think it's a very unique endeavor by Government of India in permitting or in licensing a regulated marketplace. So there are many marketplaces across the globe. And I believe that there is no dearth of marketplaces in various businesses. But to find a regulated marketplace is very, very rare. Now, when I talk about regulated marketplaces, what is so unique about it? So when you talk about all other marketplaces, their rules, regulations that they are governed by is their own. And it is not in the public domain. They are governed by their own rules, which they formulate. We are governed by rules which are absolutely transparent, visible to each and every member of the globe. You just go to the regulator's website, you know which rules we are regulated by, which process we need to follow. So our credibility as a marketplace is much, much on a higher standing. That is what I believe. Plus, so this VTX actually, if you see, is backed by a huge economy. So we are backed by almost $1 trillion of exports, yes, and around $1.5 trillion of imports. So given this, we believe that we have a head start. And India as a market, finance is something which is very, very necessary for the MSMEs to thrive, even for some large corporates. If you are able to really bring liquidity on the platform, I think this platform has the best future.
Great. What type of corporates are you interested in providing liquidity to? In which geographies, which industries?
So we are not agnostic to industry, we are agnostic to geography. See, it all depends on what kind of geographies the financiers are comfortable with, in what kind of industries the financials are comfortable with. But yes, having said so, we are not really aggressively pursuing anything in real estate, gems and jewelry, and we are also not that much aggressive in commodities to begin with. And if you talk about the corporates, yes, we are focused on MSMEs, where the maximum gap is, because that is the gap everyone wants to bridge. We also would like to definitely put in our contribution to meet that to the extent possible. But yes, we are not saying that large corporate is something that we are not going to explore. As we mature, as we understand the business further, we will definitely go get large corporates in. So Vayana, if you see our parent, we are deeply into supply chain finance in India. And we already have for around 1,000 programs running for large corporates in India, where which I told around $1 billion of throughput every month. So we already have around 200,000 plus MSMEs on this platform. We already have more than 20 plus financials on this platform. So it is some, it's a business which is aligned to us and which is not something which is, we are getting into a new territory. And if you see the kind of people that are heading it, have very, very rich experience in all these areas.
And clearly, India is a huge market. Would you say your focus is mainly on India?
No. So we have divided the VTX journey, the Vayana Trade Exchange journey, in three parts. So we have just begun. So we said that the phase one will be India-centric. Yes, for 6 months, 7 months, we would like to understand how the platform works, how the legal nuances are, what are the challenges that the financials are facing, what are kind of challenges or products that the exporters, importers would like to have. So we will explore that, and then we will slowly expand ourselves to the Southeast Asian market, to the Middle East, and then move on to Europe, and then to America and other markets. That is the plan.
And what kind of instruments are you offering to clients?
So as of now, we have only one debt instrument, that is your receivable. But going ahead, we will have something around import financing as well, which is payable financing. And we are also trying to get some insurance companies onboarded so that we can offer insurance products as well. But yes, today, as the product stands, it is factoring and the receivable is the asset.
This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast featuring the CEO of Vayana, Kalyan Basu. Now, Kalyan, what types of liquidity providers are you currently working with?
So we have today 10 financials on the platform, which you called investors. So we have three large banks on the platform, the State Bank of India, ICICI Bank, and Yes Bank, to be very precise. And then we have another 5 factoring companies on the platform, or 6 factoring companies on the platform today. And as we go along, we are talking to around another 10, platforms. But we believe that this is the age of collaboration. So we are open to collaboration with other aligned partners, which includes Export Promotion Council, which includes your other marketplaces, which includes your government agencies. So we are open to collaboration wherever we find that it is complementary and it is aligned to our business.
Now let's talk about credit insurance now. Are you relying on credit insurance yourself, and how are you risk scoring transactions?
Yeah. So see, as I said, we are a marketplace. We are not an investor or a financier. So as a marketplace, I do not have any insurable interest. So I cannot take insurance. The insurance will be taken by the person, by the entity, which has insurable interest, which is the financier. So we are trying to bring in products for the financier, which we can distribute through the platform. That is what our aim is. And today, yes, because we are not supposed to take any credit risk, so we are not scoring. So we are providing a report on the seller and the buyer from a very, very credible agency for which helps the financial. So we are not getting into scoring.
Technology now, and can you talk a little about the role of technology in your activities?
I think today technology is at the heart of everything. So this platform runs on technology. But having said so, technology is an enablement. Ultimately, it is the process and the product and the regulation which the technology will have to support and be aligned to. So if you see today, The electronic, trade, electronic transferable document act, which has been passed in UK. So it is so dependent on technology. Unless and until you have fixed the DLT structure, I think it will remain an act. But yes, technology is at the heart. So the act comes first, the regulation comes first, and the technology will have to adapt to it. So I believe it goes hand in hand, and technology is an extremely important part of this platform.
And do you see the Electronic Trade Documents Act impacting you and your business at all?
Absolutely. So if we explain the entire process, the financiers are going to take or invest. So we have a concept called the Trade Financing Unit. The Trade Financing Unit is nothing but an electronic representation of the invoice. Now, when we talk about electronic representation of the invoice, it can easily become a note or a token or a DNI. So, as the Act is implemented and as we understand how to convert this trade financing unit into a token or a note or a DNI, it becomes absolutely tradable and aligned to the law, and then with EBL coming into place, this platform or marketplace will absolutely be seamlessly working and completely digital. And when I say digital, not PDF, which we are now dependent on. It is absolutely digital. And this act, if it is replicated, and I'm sure it will be going ahead. So this is the first, I think, the bedrock which has been put in place. On top of this, the technology will be built, and in a couple of years, I am sure that this entire process will become digitized and seamless for globally.
And Kalyan, can you outline your use of TradeTech?
See, we have been in discussion with TradeTech for the last maybe 1 month or so. So how I see it is that our function or our process or what we want to achieve is, very, very complementary to trade techs. It is like a relay race. So the first lap is run by us, which is the origination. The granular origination is done by us. Then we have investors. And then it has been handed over, the baton is handed over to trade tech, where from they take on to the other investors. So it's a seamless journey. So what we need to figure out is how seamlessly we can hand over the baton from one to the other. So it is where our journey ends, TradeTech begins. So that's how I see it. And that's how I see a great synergy between VTX and TradeTech.
How do you position yourself? How do you introduce people to Viana who haven't heard of you yet?
So, of course, as I said, that Viana is already proved in domestic market to be the largest. So, we already have a history which proves that we are capable of running a large platform seamlessly over the last 10 years. And it is a natural progression for us to move on to cross-border. And you see the enablers that have been placed. Means we cannot be in a better place in a better time. So you see the enablers. So we have got the license and the commercial license as well from the regulator. So we are a regulated entity. So our credibility is established. Our capabilities are established. Our IT capabilities are established by the regulator. Our rules, our regulations are transparent. So you can just go to the website of IFSCA and see what we are bound by. What kind of KYC AML that we need to do. What kind of processes that we need to put in place? What kind of monitoring mechanism that we are subject to? So I think it is a transparent way of dealing with an entity. And anybody across the globe would like to understand that they're dealing with a credible agency, credible entity, where the rules, regulations are not opaque. They are completely transparent. So whether it is good, bad or ugly, but it is transparent. So any rules I cannot change, or the platform cannot change. I have to take approval of the regulator. And the regulator also, if you see, is a unified regulator. So we have four regulators in India which have come together to form this. So they have a 70 years of experience of running successfully, which, you know, it's a cumulative wisdom is there with this new regulator. Plus, it has the backing of the government of India. And, you know, there are hardly any economies which are aspiring to be 5 trillion and doesn't have a financial hub. India is the only exception. If an economy which is around 1/3 or maybe 1/8 can run a financial hub successfully, it is no reason why India cannot make this a success. And ITFS is one of the, you know, solutions or the innovations that this government of India has come up with for a global platform, and it is for the benefit of the all. So if you see, if you are going to serve, this kind of platform is not there in either Bangladesh or Malaysia or Indonesia or Middle East. So they can all look forward to centrally with such a huge flexibility of legal framework. So I believe we have a very, very strong, you know, pitch to make to be a part of this.
Kalyan Basu, the CEO of Viana, thank you for speaking to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, and we wish you all the best for the future.
We are really thankful to you for giving us the opportunity, and we are thankful to Mr. Casterman for, you know, making us a part of this excellent initiative. And we are so proud to be, you know, be a part of this.
Thank you for listening today. Please subscribe to stay in the loop for all of our videos and podcasts.